Pat, you there?
Yep, you there?
I am here, man.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. What's up, guys? This is part two of our NBA preview show. Unfortunately, our other friend Turbo cannot be here today, so we're unfortunately not the triple play today, but we soon will be the triple play again.
We could, we're the double play.
We'll work, we'll do the double play today. How about that, Pat and I? But triple play will be back next week. We're sure you of that. We gotta make sure our fans hear us all.
Of course.
All right, so let's dive right into this.
Dive in.
We're gonna dive in. Well, what's up with you, Pat? Same old stuff. We all good?
Same old shit. You know, school. That's about it. Well,
same old stuff here.
Almost graduated. So,
working,
what about you?
Doing that? No. How about that? How about Iowa State? Shout out Iowa State for that upset.
Oh baby, that was a good time.
Solid team, man.
They even in their losses this year, I wasn't. Haven't had a bad loss yet, so looking forward to the rest of the season for sure.
Could have got to the NBA preview show a little bit earlier, but what could you do? We'll bring it to you now, even though the NBA season did start. We'll go for it.
Yeah, we're previewing the West, and the West hasn't started yet technically. So by the time we're done, it'll probably be starting.
The West is not starting yet. The West starts in an hour.
So we're not cheating. We're not cheating.
No, you're right about that, actually. We are not cheating, sir.
All right.
So we're gonna.
No, we're not cheaters. We're not the
last
same
time
people.
We went from alphabetical order down, and we thought, let's switch it up a little bit. Let's go from the worst team from in the standings to the best team, which I kind of like a little bit better. We all decided.
Yeah, I think it'll flow better than last
and
week.
So the worst team in the West last year was the Phoenix Suns, and they did a lot of upgrades in the offseason. I'm a big fan of both of their draft picks, DeAndre Ayton and Mikal Bridges. I think both of these guys are going to be real good impact starters on their team. And then also they extended D-Book. So they got a real bright future.
Yeah.
Real bright future there.
I think they have a good core to build on throughout the years here. So it's like year one of their
And I'm looking on
nucleus.
The list too as well, and they got Ryan Anderson, Trevor Ariza. They got a good team.
I know.
If they were
are good veterans.
If they were in the Eastern Conference, they'd be making the playoffs. If they were in the Eastern Conference, I think they could.
Oof, that's bold. I think they'd have a chance.
No, they'd have. They'd
depending
have
on how well Ayton and Bridges play.
I think Bridges is more Bridges because he has the experience.
True.
Yeah, he's a senior. I think he won two national championships with Villanova. So I was a big fan of him.
Sounds
I kind of wanted the Bulls to get him, actually, but
yeah,
he
sound.
Wasn't there. Mm-hmm. Or no, he was there, but the Bulls just went in a different direction.
He was there, yeah.
But
I thought that if they weren't going to get Carter, I thought they were going to get Bridges
like
for
him
sure.
Or Knox, I was a big fan. I'm a big Kevin Knox guy.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan.
Yeah, Knox, I like him too.
So they are giving the Phoenix Suns 29 as the over-under. I'm going to go over with this pick. They're just – you got to make improvement, and I see them making improvement. So I'm going to go with they're going to win about 32 games this year. I'll go.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you say they won last year? Is 21?
I think it was 21.
Sorry,
yeah, but they, I mean,
21.
They just added four impact players. In my
true.
Mind, four impact players that they just signed.
I agree with that. I just think the West is so tough that I just don't. I don't know. I think there's a big gap between like the top like 10 or 11 teams, and then under that those like bottom four are just not going to do well. So I actually had them under at 28, but we'll see. I do like their free agents they picked up and their rookies, so I hope they do better, but we'll see.
Yeah, I'm a big like I said before, big fan of those draft picks. And then next on our list
too.
We got the Memphis Grizzlies. Didn't you guys visit the beautiful city of Memphis in
We did. Yeah. That was a good time. Wasn't surprised. I wasn't expecting too much.
Yeah.
Don't remember too much of it, but what I do remember was a good time. Beale Street is definitely lit, as the kids say.
So, not much to talk about the Memphis Grizzlies. I mean, they got a couple good offseason acquisitions. They drafted Jaren Jackson out of Michigan State,
mm-hmm.
kind of a double-double guy. Decent fan of it. Yeah, his draft stock rose probably later on in the year because they were predicting him maybe around the 10th or 12th pick somewhere in that, and then he just shot up because of he can play both sides of the floor. He's a good shooter, and he's a great defender as well. That's a lost art in the NBA right now, is playing defense.
For sure.
So we get that, and they got some other guys, but we're not going to spend too much time with them. Memphis, they're giving us 33.5 over-under. So for that, I'm probably going to say I'll go under. I'll go 32 games on them.
Yeah, it kind of depends on if Conley and Gasol stay healthy again.
That's the X factor too. Gasol, Conley, he did get paid, so who knows where his heart is really. I don't know, did he even play? He played maybe some of last year, or was he out the whole season?
He might. I'm not even sure, honestly. I don't think he played much, if he did at all.
I think he might have played tops 20 games, if that.
Yeah. I think less than that for sure. They won 22 last year, which is insane to me because they were so solid.
They were a solid playoff team every single year.
Every single year,
they were in the playoffs.
They just always gritted their way to, like, 45 wins, like, every year.
They had that solid starting five with Zach Randolph, Gasol, obviously,
mm-hmm.
Tony Allen,
Tony Allen. Yeah, they had some good players.
They had some good players, but now they're in the rebuilding mode again, I guess.
Yeah, with that, yeah. I have them under at 31 just because, I don't know, I feel like they might blow up this roster pretty soon.
Oh, definitely.
If
they don't see any improvement, or if they're just teetering, maybe. For you to rebuild, I mean, it's either now in the NBA, it's either you're going for a championship. It's tough to be like, yeah, we'll be a fourth or fifth seed. It's either you're going to win the championship or you got to rebuild pretty much.
Yeah, they're in a tough situation for sure, but I don't think this year will be too great for them, which isn't probably the worst thing. So, yeah.
So moving on from the Memphis Grizzlies, we have the Dallas Mavericks are next, which I'm a fan of the – I was a decent fan of the Luka Doncic pick, but I saw some highlights of him and Dennis Smith Jr. Man, they got some chemistry out there.
Oh, yeah. I'm a huge fan of Luka. I think he'll be great.
You think he'll be a good player?
Just with how much success he had overseas.
Yeah, he did. I think he did win that – I don't know what the MVP of the European League is, but I think he did win that, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's impressive. And
he's 19 or 20.
That sounds right to me.
And then
that's crazy.
I'm a big fan of that other their second draft choice, which was Jalen Brunson out of Villanova.
Yeah,
and he's a local kid, right? He went to
Burbs kid, yeah. Northwest Burbs. He went to Stevenson.
Yeah, he went to Stevenson, and then also.
And I think his dad played in the NBA. Also,
his dad played in the NBA. Yeah, but he was. You know what? He could be the thing with he was a great point guard at college, but we'll see. I don't see him being a star in the NBA. Tops, I see him being a really solid point guard. Really solid.
I could see him being a good backup.
Good backup or like a solid point guard. Solid.
I think that's his ceiling.
And then
also
I'm a big fan of – I knew this was going to happen eventually, them getting DeAndre Jordan, because he opted out of his deal in the offseason, I'm like, man, he's going to Dallas. He's going home.
Yeah, he was, like, almost there, a couple of years ago, and the Clippers, held him hostage or whatever.
And what was it?
Like, made him stay, pretty much.
Griffin knocked on the door, said, you ain't going Yeah, I remember that.
That was funny.
And then it was a whole other thing. Oh, man. So they have the Mavericks at a 35 over-under. That's okay. I like that. But I'm probably going to go over with Dallas because they added a lot of talent in the offseason. I'm going to say they get about 37 wins this year.
Okay. I had the over-under at 35, what I was looking at. So I went off that.
Wait, did I say 35?
Close enough. You said – or no, 34, my bet. Or, yeah, 34. Never mind. Yeah, so I had them under at 34 just because the West is just so tough this year. I think they'll be improved, but they still might be a couple years away.
It's tough for the West because, like, a lot of teams are going to be taking days off. Like, I don't see – like, yeah, Golden State, what they should do is just – I mean, they should play two of their key guys, like, every night. Play Klay and Durant one night, then Russ Curry, then just rotate that. That's what I think.
That'd be interesting. That's a good idea. I just don't know how much the NBA would like that.
You just got to, you got to BS some injuries. I got a bad back.
True. They're good at that.
You just got to BS a little bit, but.
My back, you know.
But anyways.
Broke my back.
But anyways, moving on from the Dallas Mavericks, we have the, the tormented franchise of the NBA, I'd like to say, probably the Sacramento Kings. I mean, it's...
The Kings won more games last year than the Mavericks. That's interesting to me. Damn.
Yeah, and they're
wasn't by
yeah,
much,
their over-unders down, but just the Kings, man. They haven't been able to get any sort of success going since the early 2000s, since the good old days of Chris Webber, Pedro Sajakovic, Vlade Divac.
Yeah, and what, like 2002?
Players, man, yeah. But yeah, I don't think they think they made the playoffs since that year.
No, I don't think so. Ever since I can really remember basketball, they've been bad.
Yeah, when I first started watching basketball, it was the Lakers were winning championships, and then the Kings were they actually should have won one of those series of questionable officiating cost them that series.
True,
I would like to think there, but. I think hopefully I want to see Sacramento playing good basketball. I'd like to see them in the playoffs. It'd be refreshing. I want to see new teams.
Yeah,
it's good. But
yeah, for sure.
So they did make
not this year.
Yeah, not this year, obviously. But I like they got three good signings. I like to say their draft pick I like a lot, Marvin Bagley Jr.
Bagley, I think he'll be solid.
I think
he'll
be a really good player. But just the problem with him again is I don't see any defensive play with him. He's just an offensive guy.
That's true.
All I see with him. And then obviously, they also picked up Yogi Ferrell, which I'm a big fan of him. He's another solid point guard that they picked up. And then Ben McLemore. I mean, he was with the Grizzlies, and then he just hasn't amounted to anything. But then he originally got drafted by the Kings, right?
I thought so, yeah. That's why I was like kind of confused. I was like, am I reading this right? Yeah, they took him back, I guess.
Took him back. Maybe they'll see him. Maybe he can do something, but I don't know.
That's Vladdy's genius at its finest. Yeah. Just get your shitty players back on the team.
At least he got rid of Cousins and got something for him, and then Cousins booked out of New Orleans. Yeah, but he went to go with the Warriors. But anyways, we get the Kings at over under at 26. I am going to go under on the Kings. I'm going to go 24 on them.
Okay. I had under at 23. I just don't see this team doing much this year.
Yeah, I don't see them doing much either. Well,
but I hope Bagley's fun.
Yeah,
that's what I was just about to say.
The main storyline for this whole team is going to be how does Marvin Bagley progress over the year and what are his skills and tools over the year.
Yeah, I think they made the safe pick with him.
Oh,
I think he'll be good no matter what.
And then next we have the new look Showtime LA Lakers.
Oh, baby. I could talk about this team for an hour. We could just do a podcast just on the Lakers. We won't, but.
I mean, we all got to talk who's their biggest acquisition of the offseason. It's Mo Wagner out of Michigan. I don't know who LeBron James is, but it's Mo Wagner.
LeBron James.
But anyways, obviously LeBron James.
Michigan's finest.
Michigan's finest, hell yeah. Obviously, LeBron James taking his talents to L.A. I mean, we all knew that was going to happen. I either thought I think it was down to Houston or L.A., but L.A. obviously had that big
money. Yeah, Houston would have been tough. Yeah, exactly. Plus, it's L.A. I mean, who doesn't want to play in L.A.?
But also, they made some good signings. They got JaVale McGee. I think Rondo. Obviously, LeBron's going to make the biggest impact, but Rondo's going to be a good fit on that team. He's going to know how to spread the ball around. He's going to be good on that second unit. That's why I think they'll make the playoffs this year. I don't know how far they'll go, but they'll make the playoffs this year because they're
a conversion. Yeah, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they also got Beasley.
Beasley, yeah, he's going to be good.
They got some characters, man.
Yeah, and then JaVale McGee.
Lance Stevenson.
Yeah, Lance Stevenson and JaVale McGee.
Also.
JaVale McGee's,
man,
he's going to do all right for him. He's going to be a good backup center for him.
Yeah.
And then I do like the Mo Wagner pick out of Michigan. I'm a big fan of him. He's really good. I like he could stroke it from anywhere. He's pretty much like Lowry, comparable to Lowry.
Yeah, true. I think he's Lowry on a – he's like a poor man's Lowry, this point.
He's about that.
So, but, yeah, he is awesome to watch in college.
He was
great
lighting
in the tournament.
Up in March Madness.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun.
So, we have the L.A. Lakers at 47.5, which is, I think that's a little too high for them because we don't really know what they're because we haven't seen them with LeBron yet, but obviously the LeBron factor is going to take them obviously to a higher higher win total. But they're 47.5. I'll say they'll win 46. 46 sounds about right.
Okay. I like that. I said over at 48, just over.
Just over 48.
Just because of LeBron. Yeah.
We'll see. I like it.
I wanna shout out one more guy here.
What do we got?
I'm not gonna swear, but I'm not the biggest fan of Kansas. But I do like Svi Mykhailiuk. I think he can shoot it like crazy. So maybe he'll come off the bench for him a little bit too this year. You never know.
Oh, I got you, yeah. Man. What country is he out of? From Lithuania?
Oof. I do not even know.
Something like that?
Somewhere over there, yeah. over there. Somewhere. I didn't mean like that, but so he's from Ukraine. He's Ukrainian, yeah.
Oh, he's Ukraine? Ukraine. Oh, man.
Yep.
Oh, that was Russian.
All right.
But next team But anyways, next team we got is the other team that plays at the Staples Center is the LA Clippers.
There's another team in LA. Oh shit, sure, I didn't even know
that either, man.
Oh, wow.
They pretty much live in the shadows. Anyway,
pretty much
they,
always.
They had the spotlight for like 3 years, and then they blew it.
Wob
they,
City.
They had their chance, man. They had their chance against.
They did.
When they blew that series against Houston. When they were.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That if they were gonna do something, that was the year to do it because
that
they had
definitely
the
was the year.
That year.
Yep, they did. Yeah, you're right.
Definitely, that was their year to do it. And they blew it. Now they're kind of in like a rebuilding mode. They traded Chris Paul. But obviously the show's got to go on.
They have a weird team.
Yeah.
They traded. They got Gortat.
Yep.
What else? So, yeah. They got Shea Gilgeous-Alexander from Kentucky. I think he has a chance to be solid.
Yeah,
it's
like
an oversized point guard.
Luke I don't even know how to pronounce his last name.
Mbamute.
God, man.
Yeah.
What a last name.
He's a good defender.
Yeah, he is. He's
yeah,
he's a solid. He's a solid shooter too, from what I can remember.
Yeah, yeah, true. 3-and-D type guy.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And then yeah, obviously Jordan's gone from there. Rivers went to the Wizards, and then Decker is on the Cavs now. So.
Oh man, MVP right there, the team Decker. Solid. Anyways, but not spending too much time on them. They're at 37.5. I'll go over with them. I'll say they win 38 games, the LA Clippers.
Okay. I actually had them under at 35.
35? Okay.
And they won 42 last year. I just think, yeah, like I said before, the West is just even better than it was last year, in my opinion.
Oh, of course.
LeBron's in the
West.
Exactly. And they'll take some wins out of there. And DeAndre being gone will hurt them a little bit, too.
Yep. Definitely. All right, so moving on from the LA teams, we got the Denver Nuggets. And I'm a big fan of the Denver Nuggets.
They're a
good team. They're a real good team. They took a flyer on Michael Porter Jr. by drafting him. It was a little risky move, but you got to take risks sometimes. Maybe it'll pay off for them.
True. If it does, they'll look like geniuses.
They will be geniuses, but we'll see. I was not a fan of maybe the Bulls taking him, but we'll see what he can do for Denver.
Oh,
but I'm
a
big fan of them extending Jokic because he's going to be the face of that franchise for – I kind of see him being Dirk, man. He could be the face of the franchise for the next 10-plus years there.
I could see it. I could see that for sure. He's fun to watch.
He is fun to watch. He's a triple-double guy, man. I love watching him.
Oh, yeah.
Triple-double, no assists. All right.
That'd be impressive for him because he doesn't do much on defense.
No,
but that's another story. Their team in general doesn't do much on defense.
No. And then they also signed Isaiah Thomas. That might help him win a game or two, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if this could be his comeback,
it could
here.
Be if he wants to get paid,
maybe get him a contract. He better play well.
What's that?
I said he better play well if he wants to get paid.
Better play well, exactly. Or he's not. Yeah, you're right. He's not going to be in the league.
Got it.
All right.
Yeah, it's got to stay healthy too.
But anyways, we got Denver at 47.5. And I'm probably going to go
with 49.
I'll go 49.
Okay. Yeah, this was tough for me. I definitely see them over. I want 50 actually. 50 seems like a lot, okay. But I'm high on them.
I'm high on them too, because I think Jokic is going to have – he had a really good year last year, but this year I think it's going to be a breakout year for him. Like, he's going to be close to averaging a triple-double a game. That's what I think.
Yeah, I could see it.
Okay.
And they just have all those young guys who can score, like Gary Harris and –
Murray, all those guys.
Murray. Shout out Monte Morris, by the way. Third-string point guard, probably.
Third-string for that?
They just signed him, yeah.
He's a solid point guard. He was really good in college.
I could see him being a good backup.
We'll see. If somebody gets hurt, he's going to have to step up.
Yeah, if Isaiah gets hurt, he'll probably be the second string. So.
All right. And then so next we got the Minnesota Diva Timberwolves. Oh, God, the Timberwolves. Yeah, jeez, man. What a show that is over there in Minnesota. I mean, from what everybody's saying, that Jimmy Butler, he did practice, and he is supposedly going to play opening night for them, but still, I don't see him staying there long-term. I think he'll be gone by the trade deadline.
I agree.
And so, I mean, not much. They didn't add much. I'm kind of on their second-round draft pick, KJ Bates-Diop. He was like I think he was averaging close to 20 a game in college. Like, he low key was really good.
Really?
Yeah, he's out of Ohio State, and I was looking at him. He's a solid player. I'm a fan of him.
Yeah, he looked. Yeah, I remember him playing at Ohio State, and he looked pretty solid.
Yeah. They have the Timberwolves at 41.5. I mean, with all the Jimmy Butler stuff going on, to be honest, I don't see them making. Well, I mean, Cad and Wiggins, if they want to make the playoffs, they got to step up. But tops, I see them winning. Mm-hmm. They're at 41.5. I see them at 42.
Oh, you have them over.
Yeah, I got them over. I mean,
okay.
Yeah, they still have a lot of talent on that team. They do have a lot of talent. They got a good coach. In my opinion, I like Tibbs. He's a good coach.
True. I'm Debbie Downer over here on the Timberwolves/Bulls.
The Timberwolves?
Timberwolves, yeah. I agree with you. I think Jimmy's going to be gone. And I think they're just going to go back to their old ways of not being great without him, because he definitely helped them a lot last year.
Oh, definitely. I think I forgot what their record was without him. They were under 500.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
I don't blame them for, like, you know, yelling at those dudes, because they have so much potential, but they're just not showing it.
I mean, it's just.
I'm sure that's frustrating for
them. I mean, Cat's going to be a star this league. He already is a star with Wiggins, man. He just hasn't showed up.
Exactly.
I mean, he's had some bright spots, but that's about it. He's got mm-hmm. every chance to be like the next Kawhi Leonard, and he just doesn't want to.
True. Yeah, I don't think he takes it too seriously. But he got paid, so good for him.
Exactly. That's the thing. I mean, that's the other problem. He got paid like way too early. How old is he? Like 25? Mm-hmm. Like, he hasn't shown anything.
Not even, right?
Like, he hasn't. I don't even know if he's made an All-Star team.
No.
I don't think he has. I mean, why are you paying this guy this money? You know Carl Anthony Towns is a stud. You know he is. He's averaging a double-double, 20-10 a game.
Yep. Yeah, it's not looking great for him right now. Even if Jimmy stays, it's just going to be awkward.
I think it's going to be even worse if Jimmy stays.
Yeah, because then I think it'll affect Wiggins and Cat.
Yeah, because I guarantee you, if Jimmy stays, they're going to have all sorts of drama, and then he was going to be changing in like a separate room, like he was here in Chicago, and then
that's bad. Something.
That was a good thing they kind of got rid of him. I'm kind of happy they got rid of him now.
Yeah. Oh, we won that trade now, so I'm not mad at all. We
definitely won that trade.
Thank you, Minnesota, for always sucking at sports.
I mean, thanks Tom Thibodeau, because Tom Thibodeau wanted that deal because he wanted Jimmy Butler so badly.
True.
But anyways, we're moving on now from the Timberwolves to the San Antonio Spurs.
Talk about old reliable.
Yep. I mean, talk about now they also had their situations with Kawhi, but they're on the regress now too.
Right.
They're not the same old San Antonio Spurs we're accustomed to seeing.
True.
They re-signed. I mean, obviously they got DeRozan in the trade, but you can't. I think DeRozan's a good player, but Kawhi, I think he's just he's a little bit better than him. He is better. He's a better
true.
Player.
I agree. I don't think he's too much better. I think
DeRozan's
right up there with
him.
DeRozan might
be a better offensive player, but all around game-wise, you want Kawhi on your team.
Yeah, I'd say. I would agree with that.
They also signed a good three-point shooter in Marco Bellinelli. solid three-point shooter.
Used to be on the team, right?
He used to be, but I think they signed him as a – I think he went somewhere. I think he went to New Orleans, and then he came back. Now he's with the Spurs again. Okay. But
that's good. Yeah, he can always shoot. He was on the – wasn't he on the Sixers not too long ago, too?
He might – yeah, he might have been on the Sixers, yeah.
He's been around. He was good on the Bulls.
He was really good on the Bulls, actually. Solid on the Bulls.
He can always – shoot.
Yeah, but obviously San Antonio, they lost Danny Green, Kawhi, and then their point guard of the last over 10 years, Tony Parker, which I'm surprised.
True, and then, that definitely surprised me, too. I was not expecting
I thought he was going to retire with the Spurs. He still might. I don't know how long his deal is with Charlotte, but
true.
He could go back.
And then also, what's his name, just got injured and is out for the year.
Murray?
Murray, yeah, DeJounte Murray. DeJounte
Murray, yeah.
So that'll hurt him a lot. It's gonna hurt him a lot.
So I mean, Vegas has him at 43.5, I should say. This team, I'll be honest with you, I don't even have them in my playoffs, in my top 18.
Oof.
That's just how bad they look this year. So I'm gonna go under. I'm probably gonna go 41.
Okay, I couldn't do it. I have them as my 8th seed. I have them sneaking in there. I just couldn't do it. They're just good every year, no matter who they have with Popovich. They're always good. They still have Aldridge. Obviously, DeRozan will help a lot. And then they got Jakob Poeltl. Is that how you pronounce it? From the Raptors also. He could help. Yeah, he could help a little bit. So I just have him right over at 44.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Not too bad. All right. Moving on from the San Antonio Spurs, next team we got up is the New Orleans Pelicans. And obviously this is kind of a make or break year for them when it comes to Anthony Davis. I mean, I don't think he's a free agent this summer coming up, but maybe the next one, or maybe it is.
No, I think is it? No, I don't think it's this summer.
But anyways, he's going to – if nothing drastic happens there, if he doesn't win MVP or something like that, he's going to demand a trade or – No, I think this summer he is not. 2020 summer he is a free agent. He's that franchise man. They got if they're gonna do anything, they can't do it without him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they signed Alfred Payton. Decent. A huge fan of him. Just a solid point guard. Then obviously Julius Randle went there. And
I'm a huge fan of that. I think Julius Randle will be good on that team.
Yeah, that'll help him out a little bit. Obviously, losing Boogie. And then Jahlil Okafor went there. Decent pickup. Nothing.
That doesn't excite me.
Yeah, they actually had a really good year last year. And maybe they would sign some more guys, maybe try to top what they did last year. But
yeah, build on that. Yeah.
Yeah, but they got him at Vegas has him at 45.5. So I'm probably going to go under on that. I'm probably going to go 44 in New Orleans.
Okay. I'm high on this team just because of I just think Anthony Davis will be even better this year.
Definitely.
I really like Julius Randle. That signing will be good. And then Mirotić, who they got from last year, played really well under that system. They were even better without Cousins last year. So I don't think that'll hurt them at all.
I think the other reason they were good was because of Rondo. I think Rondo was another big thing that they lost was Rondo.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, that might hurt him a little bit. But I think Drew Holiday was looking amazing in the playoffs last year, especially against the Blazers. So I think if he takes another step, which is kind of weird because he's been in the league for so long, but now he's just kind of coming into his own.
Yep.
So I think if he plays well, I have him actually at over at 49. I think this will be their best year in a while. Okay. Yeah. They won 48 last year, so.
Yeah, I mean, but the reason I went down, I think I went down because I don't see them doing as – because it's going to be so much weight and pressure on Anthony Davis to – he's got to have an MVP season this year if they want to do something. He's got to.
True.
Yeah.
He was up there for MVP last year, so I think
he's got to go that extra mile, kind of how like Russ did when KD left and he just took over. That's what they kind of need from him. But
I think they'll be really fun to watch this year. I'm excited to watch.
It's always fun to watch. But anyways, moving on to the other team that was showed a lot of promise was the Utah Jazz. And the Utah
drafted Grayson Allen.
Hell yeah, out of Duke, man. I mean,
from good old Duke.
It kind of, for me, kind of like a, not a wasted pick, but I mean, there's not much he can really do. It's just he's going to come off screens and hit threes for you. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, he's okay with the ball. He was better in his early years at Duke than his later years, which is kind of weird. I think he doesn't really have too much higher of a ceiling than he's already hit because he's an older player. Yeah, I don't know. I think he has a chance to be solid.
But
I didn't hate the pick.
I like their the older players that they re-signed, which was Exum, Favors, Neto, and then they re-signed your boy, Pat.
Oh, yeah, baby. Finally, give him a contract. 3 years.
3 years, man.
Wow. I'm excited. I don't know. 3 years, yeah.
I mean, I didn't really know. I didn't even notice him on the Jazz last year. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't notice him.
He was a two-way player last year.
I got you.
So he's in the G League, I guess. Oh, the G League, for quite some time. Yeah. He played really well there, so that's kind of what made him sign him.
I mean.
So good for him.
I mean,
Sean Yang, one of my favorite Iowa State players of all time.
Oh, he was really good at Iowa State. Really good.
Awesome to watch. Awesome guy, too.
Yeah. Did you ever get a chance to meet him?
Oh, yeah. No, actually. But
no, you didn't. All right.
Still my boy. I got at you. At heart.
Rep the clones, bro. Anyways, Vegas has him at 50, which is, for me, that's kind of generous. I mean, did they win?
It is high.
It's pretty high. I mean, it's tough to
win. They won 48 last year. It's tough to win
50 games regardless in the NBA, but in the West, damn. I mean, that's going to be tough. Mm-hmm. I mean, Donovan Mitchell's really good, but I don't know if he's that good yet.
They got the – one thing about him is they have really good coaching and they have really good defense.
Yes, they do.
With Gobert and then Mitchell. All their guys can pretty much defend. They have really good team concept defensively, so that definitely helps them too.
Definitely, yeah. I'm a big fan of Utah. They beat the Thunder last year in the playoffs, which is surprising, but they beat them pretty well too.
Yeah, that surprised me a little bit. They played really well.
They got them at 50, but I'm probably going to go under. I'll say they win 49 games this year.
Okay. I actually had them over at 52.
Okay.
I think they'll just improve on last year. And if Donovan Mitchell can take the next step and then all their other guys can as well, I think they have a chance to do really well.
All right. So moving on from the Utah Jazz.
We're not agreeing much. Shit. Yeah. I'm excited to see what our 1-8 are.
Exactly, yeah. We'll find out later. But anyways, next we got the
final four here.
Next one we got is the OKC Thunder. I think I could say that's both of our favorite Western Conference teams. I love Russ.
Yep.
I love Russ.
I just love Russ.
I know you love Russ.
Me too.
I mean, I'll just say this about Russ. Favorite player. If I can pay to watch any NBA player, I'm going to go see Russell Westbrook play over LeBron, over Giannis, over James Harden. I just want to see – that's one guy I want to see play this year. Russell Westbrook live. I want to see that.
Yep. I don't think I have seen him live, maybe once. But not that I can.
And I mean, obviously, the game's starting in about half an hour here, and he's not playing.
It's true.
Kind of bums me out. I know, like, that sucks. Man, I get to play for us tonight.
Yeah.
He's not playing. Damn.
Yeah.
But I like some of their offseason signs with Schroeder. I think he's going to. That's really going to help up their.
Like that. It's going to be really good for their good point guard off the bench, and I think they'll play him alongside Westbrook a lot because, especially with Roberson out.
Yeah. Oh, Roberson's still out. He's not healthy yet.
He's still out. Yeah.
Oh, damn. Yeah. He might.
I forget how long he's going to be out, but
we'll see.
Yeah, he's going to be out for the beginning of the season at least, and then just for scoring, and then those two, and then Paul George, obviously.
And then I like Nerlens. I mean, Nerlens Noel. I mean, I don't know what his stats were last year, but I think he'll help him in the rebounding game a lot.
Yeah, he's a solid player. Solid
big. And I think they are kind of better off without Melo, too. I think he was just kind of he was just clogging up the space. All he really did was Russ is driving the lane. Just kick it out to Melo, see if he can hit the three. And Melo's game is kind of just take the ball, dribble it into him a little bit, try to get to the low post and score. And, I mean, that's really not their offense. Russ wants to run the fast-paced offense.
That didn't fit well. Melo doesn't really have too much, what's the word for it? Too much flexibility.
Yeah. I mean,
it's kind of just an ISO guy.
Did they trade for Melo? Did they trade Enes Kanter?
I think they, I'm not even sure.
I mean, besides that, I mean, I think that was one of the players that was involved in the trade. I mean,
wasn't to the Hawks because that's how they got Schroeder.
Not from when Melo came to the Thunder, I think they sent Kanter to the Knicks because Kanter had a good year.
Yeah, he didn't have a good year
with the Knicks, so it's kind of a loss there.
He's a solid offensive player.
Good bigs right there.
True.
All right, but we got they got the beloved OKC Thunder at 48.5. I'm gonna go. I'll go over. I say they won 50 games this year.
Okay, I just over at 49, so we're pretty much on the same page 49? There.
49. All right. Hopefully OKC yep. can make some noise. Russell win another MVP.
Oh, I hope so. I don't see it, but.
And then next we got the Portland Trail Blazers. And they got them taking a dip, man. They're 42. I mean, they were a top three team.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, 49 wins last year.
And then, I mean, they got pretty much everybody coming back this year. They signed Stauskas out of free agency, Michigan. Shout out Michigan. Mm-hmm.
You Mish.
And they also got Seth Curry, Steph's little bro.
The better of the Currys, for sure.
And then they did re-sign Nurkic, so that's also one of their one of their cornerstones in that franchise right now. So Dame, McCollum, and then him. But if they don't make a deep run this year, maybe Dame and McCollum might ask for some trades out of there. We'll see, though.
I think that will happen, honestly.
I think it'll happen too, because I think there's more talent in the West this year. So I don't see them doing as well. But
they didn't make any big acquisitions either, like we said. I mean, Stauskas and Curry are solid, but they're not gonna change the team too much.
And then their draft pick and Anthony Simmons. I mean, I don't know how much that's gonna do for them. So we'll see. They got him at 42. They got him at 42 Vegas, which is pretty. That's pretty low. So I mean,
it is low.
If I'm placing a bet, that's easy money. I'm going over on that. I say they'll win 44 games easy.
Okay, I actually had them under.
Oh, damn.
I had them at 40. I don't think they'll make the playoffs.
Wow, okay.
I think they'll take a step down this year. I don't think that series with the Pelicans helped them too much last year either. I think that might have killed their confidence. I hope I'm wrong because I do like their team. I like McCollum and Lillard as a 1-2 punch, but
we'll see what happens with that.
West is tough, like we've been saying.
And then the next team that we do have are the defending champions of the NBA, and I still think they will win the championship this year. The Golden, the beloved, the hatred, the hated Golden State Warriors.
you love them or you hate them.
Exactly. And they keep on, for some reason, they keep on getting better every goddamn year.
I just somehow get all these guys.
Boogie Cousins for some reason. I mean, even though he's not going to play until January, I mean, he's still going to play a big factor in the playoffs for him. I mean, there's just going to be – nobody's going to stop him in the playoffs. Nobody. Now they got somebody that can board. No. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. True. They have a good center now. Instead of, like, JaVale McGee and Zaza and all those guys they've had, they actually have a solid center.
I mean, that was the way
– to go along with all the other guys.
If there was a way to beat Golden State, that was the way to do it, is with your interior bigs and getting rebounds. And blocking them out, because they don't have really any bigs besides KD playing all the time.
Right, and he's not a real. I mean, he's a forward. He's not a guy that's gonna grab rebounds over here.
Not at all.
Like that.
He's out there to score. He's not there to rebound.
Right.
Anyways, Vegas has him at 62, which I kind of like. I'll go under on that because that's a lot of games to win, and I think they're gonna take a lot of nights off. Because obviously they're going for that dynasty. Yep. They're going for 4 championships in 5 years. So I'm going to say they go.
That's crazy.
That's going to be like, if they could, and if KD wants to stay another couple of years, I could see them doing like a Bulls thing, man. They could win six championships in 7 or 8 years. That's insane.
Yeah, definitely.
And you're never going to see that again. I'm surprised it's going on, but I see them winning this year again.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to go under. I'm going to say they win 60 games this year.
Okay, I agree with that. Yeah, 62 is a lot. They won 58 last year. They took a lot of nights off last year.
Yep.
I think they won't do it as much this year. Maybe I'm not sure, But I had them at 61 just because they're just so talented. Even if they don't try as hard every night, they just – once they start rolling, especially in those, like, third quarters where they don't even try in the first half, they have those third quarters where they just light people up, and it's just like, this isn't even fair.
Exactly, yeah. So pretty much they'll – yeah, it's going to be a fairly easy route to the NBA Finals, I think. Maybe somebody
can pick up. I think that's part of the reason KD might leave is just because it's just like the same thing every year. It's like he needs something new, maybe. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
But
like you said, if he's there, they're always going to be up there. Even without him, like they were in the championship, so, and won one. So.
All right, but next we got the Houston Rockets because they were the number one overall seed last year.
They were 65-17. That was a great year.
Great year. Harden came off that MVP season that I knew he was going to get eventually get, but we just didn't know when. But then last year was the year for them to do it.
Yeah, there's so many years where he was so close, and then you're just like, oh, we're going to get someone else. You know, the Rockets aren't winning enough games for that. Plus, he doesn't really play defense. No. But. He's just so dominant offensively, and they won 65 games. I'm just like, you have to give it to him.
Oh yeah, definitely.
This is just that lead guy on the best team in the NBA in the regular season at least.
They did lose a lot of people though. They lost Ryan Anderson, obviously, Trevor Ariza, and Luke Mbamute.
And Luke, yeah.
And then Mbamute. But they re-signed Clint Capella, obviously, and then Gerald Green
was
a good huge pickup for them in the middle of the season. Gave him a lot of energy.
Houston
True. Native too, so he likes playing in his hometown. And then they reset Chris Paul, obviously.
I like him.
I don't know if
Carmelo's
going to really settle in with that role that he has of coming off the bench. He says he's okay with it, but I don't really believe him, to be honest.
No, I don't either. But he'll have to, or else, you know, they're going to try to win. They don't care
how. No, they don't care how. Yeah, they're trying to win. This is like their GM said, this is like an arms race with the Warriors, man. Get a win.
Right. And they're the ones who are closest to them in the West right now.
I mean, they got just some other free agents they got was Michael Carter Williams. He might be a solid, maybe a decent backup point guard for them. We'll see.
He can be okay as a backup.
Has a lot of length, so
yeah.
That's pretty good.
Pretty decent defender.
And then they also got Brandon Knight from the Suns. I mean, I know he had a couple good solid seasons with the Suns, but I don't know if he's regressed over the last 2 years or over the last year. I'm not sure.
I haven't heard much about him. He was an all-star, I think, at one point.
Yeah.
1 year at least. Yeah. So that.
I mean, and like once you're on a good team, you want to play to those expectations. You want to play at a higher level. So I think he'll raise the level of his game as well too.
Right. I hope so.
And Vegas has them at 56.5. So I'm probably gonna go over with that. I'll probably say they won 59 games.
I have the exact same thing, 59. They're just so good last year, and they really – I mean, they lost Ryan Anderson. I don't really care about that too much. He's, you know, he's kind of regressed. He can't do much except shoot. I think just the big two are Trevor Ariza and Mbamute.
Yeah.
Might hurt him defensively, and then Ariza can obviously shoot, but they brought in Melo, which will kind of help with the shooting for Ariza being gone. And then they got Marcus Chris, so they got some decent guys back. They're not going to be too much worse, if worse, any worse at all. Yeah. So,
So let's see. What do you got as far as how does your playoff team stack up 1 through 8 in the West?
All right, let's look here. So number one, I got the Warriors. Okay. They're going to be back on top, I think. Two, I got the Rockets, as we were just talking about. They haven't changed much. Three, I got the Jazz.
Okay. Got the Jazz high.
I'm high in the Jazz, yeah. Then I got four, I got the Pelicans.
Damn, okay.
Yeah. Five, I got the Nuggets.
Okay.
Six, I got the Thunder.
Okay.
And I got seven for the LeBron Lakers, and then eight for the Spurs. We'll just sneak in there.
All right, and who you got going? I shouldn't even ask you. I'll ask you anyways. Who's going to the finals from the West?
The Warriors are going to beat the Rockets again this year.
Okay.
In my opinion. Yep.
Just
too talented.
I'll kind of go similar with it. Got the Warriors at one, And then obviously the Rockets at two. But then I got a little something. I got OKC at three. I think they're gonna have a good year.
Okay.
I like Schroeder going to that team. I think it's gonna help them a lot with their second unit. It's gonna keep them in a lot of more games. And then number four, I'm gonna go with the Denver Nuggets. I think that they're taking that team's gonna take a next step. They're gonna take a next step and show some things. And Jokic, like I said earlier, is gonna have a really, really good year.
Yep.
And then also for the fifth team, I'm gonna go with the Trailblazers because they do still have a lot of talent.
Oof. Okay.
I'm a big fan. I'm obviously, like I said, they might, if they do regress, they're gonna start trading everybody away. But if they start playing good, they are gonna be up there like they were last year. Then sixth, I got the Utah Jazz. They're gonna be a solid team again. And then seven, I got the Showtime Lakers. And then eight, I got the Pelicans. I got Anthony Davis barely getting in there.
Okay. You got very different predictions. That's a good thing about the West is you never really know.
I mean, let's break down the records last year. Look at the nine through three seeds. 46 wins for the Nuggets, 47, 47 for the Spurs and the Timberwolves, 48, 48, 48 for four, five, and six seeds, and then Trailblazers were the third seed. They won 49 games. So, I mean, everybody's right there, two, three games apart. So it's going to be really close again.
Yeah, I agree. I think this will be a couple of different teams, like the Nuggets and the Lakers will probably get in this year. And then maybe the Timberwolves, and then, well, you like the Blazers in there, but I think they'll just miss. But they'll all be close. I mean, there's 10 solid teams.
There is, yeah.
Maybe even 11, maybe with the Mavericks or the Clippers, as we talked about before.
Who knows
so.
If the Suns could get in a role if DeAndre Ayton is what they say he is?
Oof.
Maybe they can make some noise. I don't think they'll make the playoffs, but they'll make some noise.
Yeah. Never know. Yeah, I hope so. That'd be fun to watch.
It would be fun to watch. Also, what do you think about the season awards? Who's winning the MVP, the MIP, and sixth man coach of the year? What do you think?
Oof. All right. I actually did not prepare for this, but we'll go MVP. I got Giannis.
Legit, Pat. I was thinking about it too. Like, damn, I didn't even write this down. I'm just going off the cuff, man.
It's even better. On the, you know, under pressure. So yeah, I got Giannis as my MVP. I just think if the Bucks can win, I don't know how much I predicted them for in our last podcast, but if they get that like four seed and they win like 50-ish games and Giannis just plays even better than he did last year, which I think I think he'll get the votes.
Definitely.
Go ahead and do your MVP and we'll just
alternate. For my MVP, I mean, I was watching a little NBA open court to kind of help us out preview this, and a lot of people were saying it. I think I mentioned it to you guys in our chat. A lot of them had Kyrie winning the MVP. And I'm going to go with Kyrie Irving winning the MVP this year. Man.
I could see it if he stays healthy and the Celtics win, like, a bunch of games, kind of like the Rockets
did
last year.
That's why I see it happening.
They win, like, 60-something games.
Yeah. That's why I see that happening.
I don't hate that.
It's a very good possibility he wins MVP. I think that
I hope so. I love
Kyrie. How many years ago was the West had an MVP? 3 years now?
Sounds right.
So,
yeah.
I mean, it's time to switch it up. The MVP's got to go to the East.
I hope so. Need more love in the East.
All right. And then
should we go MIP next?
MIP is next. I'm going to stay humble. I'm going to stay home. I'm going to go with Zach LaVine.
Oof. I like it. Hell yeah. I hope so.
He better have a good year.
Yeah, he better. He's got to stay healthy and he's got to do some things defensively.
Yeah.
I actually got Miles Turner.
Miles Turner, okay. I like that.
He's been solid, but I think he'll emerge this year and be the second straight Pacer to win the award, which will really help him out if he does.
Okay, and then we're going to go sixth man of the year?
Sixth man. I'll go Lou Will.
Lou Will, okay.
Back to back. Third time champ, I believe it would be if he won this.
I'll be honest.
Just, you know, shout out Drake, sixth man like Lou Will.
Is he off the
always,
bench for the Lakers again?
Always going to score. For the Clippers, you mean?
Clippers, my bad. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think he will be. I think he will be.
Okay.
What do you got?
I mean, it kind of depends. Like, I'm gonna stay local too. I'll go Bobby Portis. I think he's gonna have a really, really good year.
Okay, I like that.
Because if the Bulls want to make the playoffs, they both, those guys, those two guys I mentioned before, they really got to have really solid years.
True. Yeah,
they really have good.
Portis is a veteran on that Bulls team now, so he's really got to play well. I know.
I mean, I think they drafted him maybe 4 years ago. I mean, he's still real young.
Yeah, three or 4 years ago. This is his, four tops.
This is his contract year, so if he wants to get paid, he better ball out. True. I want to see that. So.
Well, he's probably going to get that the starting position.
Yeah,
so.
until Laurie gets back, and then he's going to come off the bench.
Yeah. Yep.
And then next we got we'll go Coach of the Year. Who do you got?
Coach of the Year. I'll go Quinn Snyder with the Jazz. I got him as a 3 seed. So it's usually one of those middle of the pack type teams that surprise people that wins Coach of the Year.
If Utah's a 3 seed, yeah, hell yeah, he's winning the.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna go with who's the new coach of Milwaukee, Budenholzer.
I like that.
I think Milwaukee's gonna raise their game a little bit. That's what they've been waiting for, man. They've been waiting for a good coach over there. They have. Everybody was like, mm-hmm. they were down, like, oh, Jason Kidd was – I didn't think he was that good of a coach, man. He was just a big name there.
No, I haven't heard good things, yeah. I mean,
if he was such a good coach, why hasn't he found another job yet? He hasn't, I don't think.
True, exactly. Yeah, so – Well, there's still coaches like Tyronn Lue coaching, yeah, so well, you know.
You know why? But finally he can coach the Cavs now because LeBron isn't there. He can finally be a coach.
True, but I just don't think he's a very good coach, but we'll see. This will be his year to show
it. Yeah, I think, like we said before in the previous podcast, I don't know why Turbo's so high on the Cavs. I think he's still
I agree.
A little bit over there, but I think the Cavs are going to be this year. But, all right, Pat.
You there? All right, here you go.
All right. So we are back. Little technical difficulties, but we're back. So where we left off was, I think, Coach of the Year. Am I correct?
Yep.
All right. So I had Budenholzer from Milwaukee. Like I said, he's going to raise their playing level a little bit. I think they're going to take the here.
Yep, and I had Quinn Snyder from the Jazz. Kind of the same thing. I think they'll take a step even further. He'll win Coach of the Year.
All right, so next we got Defensive Player of the Year. Who you got, Bet?
I got an interesting one. I got Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, man. Son of a – you're reading my man. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I got – I'm going to go Kawhi, too. I think he's got a lot to prove this year. Kawhi's after – I mean, a lot of people are throwing shade at his name for what he did in San Antonio, the way he left. So he's really got to prove himself, and I think Defensive Player of the Year is going to do that for him. I think he will win that trophy this year.
I agree. Yep. Pretty much everything he said.
All right, and then next, all we got to pick is who do you think is going to the finals and who's going to win it?
Yeah. So who do you have in the Eastern Conference Finals?
I had the Boston Celtics.
And who are they? Who are they going to beat?
In the East, I had them beating. Yeah. I think I had them beating Philly.
Okay.
Yeah, Philly 6 games.
I had them beating the Raptors. I had the Celtics as well, and then playing the Warriors after they beat the Rockets once again.
Okay.
You agree
and
with that?
Play the Rockets. All right. Yeah. So then, yeah, pretty much same thing. I got Warriors, Celtics, and then. I think it'll be a very competitive series. I think it's going to be a really competitive series, and then it'll go 6 games, and then but the Warriors will prevail, and they'll win on, and then the dynasty will continue. Four out of five.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. It'll be very competitive. I actually had it going seven.
You have it going seven? Okay. I can see you going six or seven. So I'll
I hope so, at least.
Obviously, we're all going to pick the Warriors. I think Turbo would agree that the Warriors are just so dominant, and they're above everybody else, and their time is now for a dynasty, and that's what they're doing.
For sure. I don't like saying
it.
I don't like it either, but it's probably going to happen.
We got to face reality.
True.
All right, so this was our Western. We did our Eastern Conference last week, and this was our Western Conference. I hope you guys enjoyed. Obviously, it was only me and Pat this time, but next time the whole triple play will be here.
Of course,
we can't wait to keep this thing going. We got a lot more to talk about in the future. Obviously, we got football going. This is the best time of the year, man. We got playoff baseball.
Oh yeah, football. I love it. There's good sports on every
hockey,
day now.
Everything. A lot of good.
Everything
I'll,
you could
I'll
want.
You guys, there's some good fights coming up, so we'll talk about that too a little bit.
There we go.
So more to come, guys. So stay tuned, and I'm signing off this time. See you guys later.
Yep. See you guys.
Until next time. Bye.